Greetings. You are listening to episode number 3 on the topic of astrology. We would like to thank everyone who takes the time to listen to the messages brought to you in these recordings. The information given to you is for self-elevation and conscious growth. Now is the time to awaken the light within you, your sun sign, so you can shine and transform your life. Your sun sign in astrology is your zodiac sign, your date of birth. On an energy level, the zodiac signs represent the formative principles, and on a psychological level, the signs correspond to the basic personality and psychological needs of each individual. Today we share with you the essence of each sign, the approximate dates for each sign, the principle of the sign, and give examples of how its application manifests when skilled and unskilled. In other words, an example of one of the traits or characteristics that is observed within an individual, as each individual has many different character traits. You will also gain insight about the concepts that forms the building blocks of the zodiac. The 12 zodiacs. The first house is the house of Aries, the Ram, March 21st through April 20th. The essence of I am, the principle of activity. When skilled, it manifests as initiative. When unskilled, it manifests as impulsiveness. The second house is the house of Taurus, the Bull, April 21st through May 20th. The essence of I have, the principle of manifestation. When skilled, it manifests as productivity. When unskilled, it manifests as materialism. The third house is the house of Gemini, the Twins, May 21st through June 20th. The essence of I think, the principle of rationality. When skilled, it manifests as intelligence. Unskilled, it manifests as superficial. The fourth house is the house of Cancer, the Crab, June 21st through July 21st. The essence of I feel, the principle of nourishment. When skilled, it manifests as care. Unskilled, it manifests as insecurity. The fifth house is the house of Leo, the Lion, July 22nd through August 22nd. The essence of I show, the principle of creativity. When skilled, it manifests as love. Unskilled, it manifests as pride. In the sixth house, it is the house of Virgo, the Virgin, August 23rd through September 22nd, the essence of I analyze, the principle of discrimination. When skilled, it manifests as clarity. Unskilled, it manifests as criticism. The seventh house is the house of Libra, the Scales, September 23rd through October 22nd, the essence of I relate. The principle of balance. When skilled, it manifests as diplomacy. Unskilled, it manifests as indecision. The eighth house is the house of Scorpio, the Scorpion, October 23rd through November 22nd. The essence of I transform. The principle of death and rebirth. When skilled, it manifests as regeneration. Unskilled, it manifests as abuse of power. The ninth house is the house of Sagittarius, the Centaur, November 23rd through December 21st. The essence of I seek, the principle of exploration. When skilled, it manifests as wisdom. Unskilled, it manifests as delusion. In the 10th house, you have the fabulous Capricorn, the Goat, December 22nd through January 20th. the essence of I utilize, the principle of order. When skilled, it manifests as accomplishment. Unskilled, it manifests as opportunism. In the 11th house, you have Aquarius, the water bearer, January 21st through February 18th. The essence of I am different. The principle of change. When skilled, it manifests as originality. Unskilled, it manifests as rebelliousness. In the 12th house, you have Pisces, the fish, February 19th through March the 20th. The essence of I imagine, the principle of unity. When skilled, it manifests as applaud. Unskilled, it manifests as criticism. The zodiac signs have a polarity, a modality, and an orientation. The polarity of the sign is how they interact among themselves or with each other and their forces of light and dark, negative and positive, yin, yang, or male and female energy. Here is an example for understanding. If you take the fire element, what other element is most compatible or supportive of it? What element is necessary to feed the flames of the fire and for its continued existence? The element necessary to feed the fire's flame is air. Here is another example. If you plant a seed in the earth and wanted an element to nourish the soil so the seed would grow, which element would you pick? I'm sure you would pick water. Therefore, fire and air are polarities. Their energy is positive, yang, masculine, and active. And earth and water are polarities. Their energy is negative, yin, feminine, and receptive. The modalities are the three modes that contain four signs each. The cardinals, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. The fixed, Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, and Aquarius. And the mutable, Gemini, Sagittarius, Virgo, and Pisces. Thus, the elements describe how the energy manifests as form, and the modalities depict how energy manifests as movement. The orientation of the zodiac sign refers to the three stages of relationship between an individual and his and her environment, the personal, interpersonal, and transpersonal stages. The personal orientation begins at infancy. The child is focused on getting personal needs and wants met. Aries, Taurus, Gemini, and Cancer correspond to this phase. As the child matures, it discovers that other people exist and that they too have legitimate needs. This stage is the interpersonal phase, when he or she becomes a social individual and learns to interact with others. Leo, Virgo, Libra, and Scorpio correspond to this phase. The third stage is the transpersonal stage, when the individual seeks to understand his or her relationship with the universe at large. During this phase, a person must accept his or her physical mortality and find a spiritual connection to the infinite. Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces correspond with this phase. The multitude of personality traits and characteristics arise from these basic primal energies. So if your birthday is on March 22nd, a sun sign of Aries, the zodiac reveals that the sun sign has the traits of the yang, positive, personal, cardinal, and fire. This individual is referred to as fiery, pioneering, impulsive, and self-centered. Thus, the procession continues with your successor, the bullhead, steadfast, down-to-earth Taurus, a fixed sign. And the process continues to the communicative and flighty Gemini, mutable heir to the enterprising and practical Capricorn cardinal earth. Thus, the zodiac unfolds in a birth in a specific sun sign. Peace, love, and harmony to everyone. May you enjoy the transforming energy of the winter solstice, and may you shine as radiant and magnificent as the sun and the full moon. Happy holidays. If you have a question or comment about astrology or this podcast, or you would like to get in touch with us, please send an email to bwadch9@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.